On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply. At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Getting her money by any means necessary. We'll explain.
And Method Man is spilling the tea on why rappers are great actors.
Also, Rihanna shares, honey, why motherhood is like taking drugs.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
Hey!
Our girl Sherry Shepherd is checking in from NYC. Hey, girl, what you dishing for us today?
Well, there is one person that had Justin Bieber shaking in his boots, and she wore a black robe.
Was his ex Selena Gomez?
Was not Selena Gomez. Okay. So in a new interview, Judge Judy claims that Justin used to be her neighbor and was scared to death of her. I wonder why. Take a look.
Period of time before he grew up.
Sure.
When he was foolish.
Yeah.
And doing foolish things. And so I must have said something about it. And then I understood that he was paying the front door people to let them know when I was there, coming and going, so he wouldn't have to bump into me.
No, Judge Judy really. Don't play. She is not your average judge,
yeah.
Okay?
Right.
She's smarter than your average bear. She's not one to play
and
with.
And also, if you looked at Judge Judy on her show, she never smiled.
No.
And she called people stupid.
Yes.
And she would go off. So I would be scared. And plus, he was a teenager then, remember?
Right.
When he was getting all that trouble.
And she would smile when she made you feel stupid. That's what she was.
The reason why he was scared because he was a trouble person here. I mean, if I'm a good person like myself, I wouldn't be scared by living by Judge Judy because right. I know I ain't doing that wrong. He knew he was probably doing crack and all that other stuff, allegedly.
Yeah. So
it wasn't necessarily crack, but
why
during that period of time, he was in a lot of trouble, you know.
Crack,
he was having
crack,
to go to, like, counseling, and he was getting, remember that one time he peed in a bucket in the restaurant, like, in the kitchen?
Story, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He was wilding, and you're, like, one of the biggest pop stars in the world, and you over here doing, like, you know, petty crime.
Well, looks like, honey, Miss Summer Walker, honey, is handling her latest breakup with grace.
Yes.
She sure is. Okay, because the Shade Room shared a video of her joking with her ex, Larry, the father of her unborn child, after he claimed he was offered big bucks for that eggplant.
Ooh.
Take a look.
You said somebody was trying to pay you 200 bands?
Somebody was trying to pay me 200,000.
To do what?
To link to or something.
Well, go get it.
Whoa. That was cheap, girl. But anyway.
Ooh.
So, I mean... So, Brad, honey, so you and Judy, honey, should do an OnlyFans. Would y'all ever consider?
Why would we consider doing an OnlyFans? No, we wouldn't.
I mean, but it's...
We are each other's OnlyFans,
darling.
All right, baby.
That's right.
Like, I don't necessarily want to date a girl on OnlyFans. I would like to date a girl who could be, you know?
I understand that.
I feel
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I definitely feel
yeah.
that.
Thanks,
yeah.
guys.
The OnlyFans?
Like,
if
the potential, like... She's so bad that she could be on OnlyFans and make a lot of
like
money,
if it
but
was, you know,
she's not gonna do that though.
If I had some extra money,
because I think once
then
you start like offering certain things up for money, there's no limit on what you wouldn't do for money, and it's a slippery slope.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Okay,
like, you can't pay. You can't buy me off for 200K.
Right.
What? Well, honey, if I had some extra money,
Gary
baby,
said he is for sale, bitch.
Baby. Okay, thank you, honey. Baby, please, honey.
All right, moving on. Sherry, the girls was probably drooling all over their TV screens when they saw METHOD man on your show the other day. And he made a pretty big accusation about rappers. He claims they're able to transition so smoothly to acting because of their ability to deceive the public.
Oh. I think that there's so many rappers who are great at acting. Do you think rap lends itself to acting as well?
Well, I think a lot of rappers are great liars.
Ah!
I'll just keep it.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of them are great liars, and I think that translates on screen.
That was pretty neat for him to say, right?
I know, so now that he's out of rapping as much, so now he's trying to call y'all liars and stuff
like
that?
No, he's not trying to call us liars, but when we write our rhymes, it's like we're in our own story, and we can say things that we know aren't going to happen, but we could be our own superheroes, and we can portray that when we get to spitting, you know what I'm saying? And it'll make you think that, so it's kind of like acting.
It's vocal performance art. Right. You got to inflect certain ways to get certain emotions across.
That's right.
Some people do it better than others, and if you make that work, then boom.
That's right.
You halfway to acting.
Hello?
I mean, well, it does speak to your acting, Brad, and Method Man is such a good actor.
He is.
When you watch him now, you're just like, wow, no, he don't try hard. It just is there.
And now when I look at him act, I don't even see Method Man. I see whoever the character is he's playing, so he's good.
Really? That's right.
Yeah, that lawyer in Power. Yeah,
oh,
I was going to say Raising Kanan. Yes, he was so good. I totally didn't see Method Man. It was dope.
I love him.
I love Method Man.
Well, let's talk about Rihanna real quick. It seems like motherhood is the trip of a lifetime for Rihanna. So, in a recent interview, Riri was asked about her experience as a first-time mother, and she compared taking care of a newborn son who she shares with ASAP Rocky to her out-of-body experience.
Oh, wow.
She said, life starts over when you become a parent. It's life that you've never known before. The beginning is like you're tripping acid every day. It's wild. It's trippy as hell.
Yeah, boy.
Wow. Was she from Bermuda?
The islands, right? Yeah.
Barbados.
She's from Barbados.
You know, it's so funny that she compared being a parent to taking acid. And I guess if you mean like you take it and it's so much you just overwhelmed and then you wake up trying to figure out where you are and you drain, then I'd agree.
Did you take acid,
like
Sharon?
A dream.
I've never taken acid. I don't even know what acid looks like. But I do. I know a child, it drains me and overwhelms me. So you gone, Rihanna.
I think Rihanna's just kind of using the term acid in like a generic sort of life-changing kind of sense.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Really? Well, she should have said that more lame term because I don't know about no acid and how it feels
and all that stuff.
Oh, Lord. I mean, but
that's her comparison, Gary. Yeah. I'm sure she wouldn't understand some of the comparisons
you have. Yeah, the lingerie
like
line
with
is
cucumbers and tossed salads and
stuff. Yeah.
But HK, when you had your kids, because you have your four children, was each child like an outer body experience, or by the fourth one, was it just like old hat?
Well, making the children felt like outer body experiences.
Okay, guys, it is time for a surprise. A dish debate with a twist, because none of us know the topic ahead of time. I'm gonna get this thing here. All right, I got this hat. Okay. I'm gonna draw a topic out of it, and I'm gonna read it, and that's gonna be our debate. We literally have no idea what's in here.
Okay.
I'll mix it up a little bit.
Oh, Lord.
Mix it up. Here we go.
Oh, beautiful.
Let me pray. Oh, Lord.
Okay. Are y'all ready? Are we ready for this?
Ready. Let's go.
You can only have one in a partner, good looking or a good voice. Also, could you date someone hot with an annoying voice?
Wow. Good looking.
I can only have one in a partner with a girl, honey. Good looking to be mine, then.
Good looking. Mine, too.
Yeah, I gotta go with good looking.
Yeah, but if they got a bad voice, you got to hear that 24/7.
Exactly. So,
like, a bad voice will grate on your nerves like a mosquito at nighttime in your bed.
They could just not talk because you got to see them. You got to look at them. So, that don't work for me. Mm-hmm.
Well, what are you going to ask them not to talk?
I mean, I'm from a city that kind of invented the whiny voice. I would love nothing more to be on a three-way conversation with Rosie Perez, Fran Drescher, and Cardi B.
Let me just present this. It's like, you could always close your eyes, and then they got that good voice right
No, but then when you
ear.
Open them, you be like scared.
Yeah, there's that part. You always gotta open the eyes back up.
Who is that rapper that's saying, you got what I need?
Oh, R.I.P. Biz Markie.
He used to have every fine woman in the book.
Because they was desperate hell for money. No, ma'am.
No. No, he had a great personality.
No, he had all kinds of women.
Biz was a charmer.
Biz was a charmer. They caught the vapors. He gave all them women the vapors.
He gave them all. That voice.
The power of his voice, that voice. Too.
Then ask, can you feel it?
Up next, Ilaria Baldwin used to share why she used to judge people. And please, do not judge in my accent.
That was horrible.
Wow. Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back. So, Hilaria Baldwin admitted she used to be a bit judgy until she fell in love with Alec Baldwin. So, on her new podcast, which is anonymous, Hilaria said,
"Before I got together with Alec, I would judge women and men that had big age differences. I would look at it like this older man wants some young bimbo with no opinions whatsoever."
Yep, and she also went on to say that she thought that young girls were only with older men so they could take all their money when they die, which is still a thing. Now, however, Hilaria had a change of heart when she met Alec, who is 26 years her senior, and now believes that those things aren't always true because people have said it about her.
I just want to come out and say that, like, it's funny to me to hear Hilaria Baldwin say this because, like, we've already gone with her about, like, whether or not this accent is real or not. And did she or did she not say, y'all set me straight on this, that she didn't recognize Alec Baldwin when she met him? A man who's been famous since the mid-80s, yeah. A movie star since the 80s? Like, she come knew. On. Come she on.
Knew. She knew.
Maybe they didn't have it in the country she was from.
New Jersey?
In her head. Yeah.
The island of New Jersey.
Okay, wow. New Jersey Island.
They do their own thing over there.
And that's still possibly true. It made me think about Anna Nicole Smith and that old...
Oh, the oil tycoon.
And the oil tycoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not saying she didn't really love him, but...
I'll say it.
It was...
I'll say it, bro. She didn't love him.
It reminds me of Baps. Okay? Yeah. Like...
Okay, moving on, guys. It is time for a...
Baby report!
Ridiculousness co-host Chanel West Coast and boyfriend Tom Finneson have welcomed a daughter into the world.
Aww.
The couple named their bundle of joy Bowie Breeze Finneson, and a photo was released of her on Instagram, but not on Chanel's account. No, no. Little boy Breeze did it herself on her own Instagram account with the caption, "Hello world, welcome to my Instagram."
Yes.
Guys, can we give a huge dish congrats to Chanel,
congrats,
West Coast, and Tom?
Chanel.
Love
yes.
a baby.
You and your honey. That's awesome. Yeah. Yes, and then you started his page, or it's a boy, right?
A girl.
A little girl, I think.
You started her page on Instagram, so we met her from day one on Instagram, and then we'll just follow her life.
So,
and she
Bowie
grows.
Breeze. That's a cute name, too.
I do like it.
What is it?
Bowie Breeze.
Bowie little BB?
Nah, that name got flavor, though. BB? BB is a nickname. Is dope, too.
But, Brad, what do you think? Like, I know... What do you feel about kids getting put on Instagram so young, though?
I mean, it's up to the parents. I mean, if that's what they want to do, it's their prerogative. It's their child.
Yeah, but does that child know anything about Instagram?
No,
Instagram
going to
be
it
around when
matter.
They grow up?
They child don't know a lot until they get about 3, 4, 5. So it's up to you.
I always side-eyed the people that follow babies on Instagram.
You
little weirdo? What are you following this child
they
for?
They want to see
what
how
for?
Cute they are. And they want to see the different things the parents do with them and the baby photo shoots and stuff like that. It's cute.
I'm not following any babies that I am not related to. I'm
going
to say that right
they
now.
They have the cutest babies on Instagram.
Yeah,
they really do.
I don't even follow Da Baby. You know what I'm saying? Just out of just potential being screwed
up. Oh, my God. You're so stupid.
Up next, if you're parched, we got some thirst traps to quench your thirst.
Uh-oh.
So come right on back.
See ya. Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Now it's time for Thirst Traps with the Stars. Now, first up, honey, is Raz B, y'all, from the group B2K. Now, he's wearing an unzip onesie with a prominent bulge and said, "Can guys wear a Savage by Fenty?" So is this a thirst trap or what?
It's a thirst trap. Put some draws on.
Oh, well, how do you know you don't have on draws?
I also got to hit my man with a thirst trap. Like, I just think about guys, anytime, like, a dude's, like, got to get himself flupped up for a photo, you're thirst trapping.
Okay.
You're thirst trapping.
Yeah, you're trapping, fam. Yeah.
This is not a thirst trap. First
yes,
of all, this
is.
Man is wearing his onesie. He may have just woke up. He's just happened to be blessed by the gods. I think he looks great, and I love this onesie, and I would love
of
to know where he got
do.
It
yeah.
from. But now there's one thing, though.
Oh, Lord.
I think his chest hair probably need a perm.
Hey, that's taco meat. Yeah. All right, y'all, up next we have Chloe Bailey. She dropped this topless pic and said, "You can have this for the night or for your life." Ooh. And in parentheses, she added, "My Halloween wig, y'all, with a
laughing emoji. So is this a thirst trap or nah?
Abso-freaking-lutely. There apparently is a new single or something coming down the pipeline, and I'm here for it, though.
I don't think it's a thirst trap. She just looks amazing. I mean, look at her beautiful blonde wig, honey. I mean, she's not showing nothing. She just has her hands over her breast.
That's like, what makes it a thirst trap.
That's what makes it a thirst trap.
She has on no clothes, Gary.
It's the hands over the boobs.
Yes, it's
male
totally
or female.
The Janet Jackson, Renee picture.
Immediate thirst trap.
Yeah.
She looks great. I'm thirsty. Yeah. Don't get me wrong.
Well, yeah, she wants you to be thirsty. Mm-hmm.
I don't even need a cup. You can just put it in my hand.
Ah. Yeah.
I won't. There's so much thirst trapping going on today, it can't be contained in social media. Now, on the latest Allure magazine cover, Jennifer Aniston, who is 53, is letting you have it. But her quote is, "I don't have anything to hide at this point." So, what y'all think? This is a thirst trap, or is she just, you know,
Is she over 50?
She's over 50.
Oh, not a thirst trap. Not a thirst trap. If you're over 50, you get a pass if you look this good over 50.
Brad, I'm with you 100% on the over 50 rule.
And the Chanel cover things is cute.
But I also just want to say, Jennifer, I am thirsty. And this isn't a thirst trap, but me personally.
You tried to say that sexy. I am thirsty.
Jennifer, I am so thirsty. I also just want to point out the thumb inside of the thong line there. Like, that's a very thirst trappy move.
She's over 50.
We need a terminology for the over 50 crew, because they definitely be out here trying to show off the goods and let us know we still got the goods.
What should we call it if they're over 50?
What is it? Yeah, what would that be?
Parched with the stars. I don't know.
Yeah.
Fur trapping? I don't know.
Cut mouth with the stars.
Trickery.
Haterade? I don't know. Up next, my doppelganger, Derek Hough. I see you, man. On Monday nights, Dancing with the Stars, many of the male dancers were shirtless. So not wanting to be left out, Derek just had to rip off his jacket and shirt right at the judges' table.
I love him.
What you think? Is this a thirst trap?
I don't think it's a thirst trap. I think he looks amazing. He was just blending in with everybody else, and he let them know he looks just as good as they do, even though he's graduated to be a judge now and not a participant on the show.
But Tanner, don't get no ideas, honey, okay? Because this is my family, and this is a family show. Yeah, so we don't need all that neckiness here.
Good, because I don't look like Derek Hough with my shirt off. I'm going to hit him with not a thirst trap. I don't think he's out here getting thirsty for likes and subscribes. I think Bruno Tonioli next to him, though, might be feeling a little thirsty.
Yes, honey. That's a thirst trap, babe. He knows what he's done with those queens up there.
Ooh, is Kiki Palmer a freak of leak? We'll get into that after the break, y'all.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Kiki Palmer's out here letting the world in on some of her sex preferences.
Uh-oh.
Now, Kiki was recently on the Horrible Decisions podcast when she was asked what she types in a search bar when she's watching porn.
Oh.
Now, her response was she only likes girl on girl, and Kiki admitted that it's beautiful and she likes the delicacy of the arrangement.
Oh, no.
She admitted to being submissive to a man in the bedroom and enjoying role play, even though her role play always turns into a rom-com. So,
what's a rom-com? A romantic comedy?
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah, you know, because like she kind of goofy at heart. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
That's cute.
I think it's dope that she's open up and being transparent. Shout out to Horrible Decisions, which is an incredible podcast, by the way. But I don't know. Like, some people who are not used to seeing Kiki in this space felt like it was a little TMI. Mm-hmm. But I like to see her open up like that.
I do not like... I don't like girl-on-girl porn.
Of course you don't.
But I don't like man-on-man porn either. It drives me crazy.
What kind of porn do you like?
I like heterosexual porn. I like
regular porn.
I like plain old straight porn?
Gary, that's sci-fi.
Yeah, man. So, Tanner, head crack, do y'all like man-on-man porn? I mean, have y'all?
I don't watch.
But y'all
don't
do watch man-on-man. Y'all do watch it, though.
No.
No, I don't. The closest thing to it is wrestling.
I don't watch a lot of sword fights. You know what I'm saying?
You might not, honey, but you see a lot of swords, honey.
See them swords swinging.
Wow. Thanks, Kiki.
Wow.
Thanks for bringing us here today.
Kiki.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Stephen at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Stephen.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.